So beginning our Yoga Nidra practice now. The beauty of this practice is that there's nothing you need to do, and absolutely no way you could do this wrong. What a relief. You get to be exactly who you are. Let's open our practice today with gratitude. I invite you to notice one thing that you are grateful for, anything, anything at all. Like I said, throughout the practice, I'll offer you suggestions, or rather invitations, to notice different things. And the body may fall asleep, but that part of you that's noticing is always awake in a gentle and restful way. Noticing now your intention for the practice. What is it that you'd like to receive or explore? What would you like to get out of this time here? Maybe it's a peaceful nap. Maybe clarity around something you need to do or want to do. Maybe there's some sort of challenge in your life right now that you wish to resolve or have resolved. Just notice what intention arises for your meditation today. And noticing sounds. Fragrances or smells. Whether your eyes are open or closed, noticing images and colors, shapes. While we're still settling in here, noticing, is there any movement you could make, anything that you can adjust that would make you feel 5% more comfortable? Often the practice is shared, people practice by lying on their backs, but maybe that's not for you today. Does your body want to roll over to one side or lie on your stomach? Our inner wisdom speaks to us in different ways, not necessarily a voice that has words, but instincts, subtle movements in the body, impulses. Noticing flavor or taste. And the felt sense of blankets or clothing on your skin. Air on your cheeks, on your nose. And the feeling of your body lying down. your feet, your legs, your torso and arms, neck and head. And checking in now with an inner resource. An inner resource is an animal, a place, a person, a scene, something that brings about feelings of safety, peacefulness to you. Maybe imagining yourself in a place that makes you feel safe, cozy, warm. Maybe some place on the beach under the sun. Maybe somewhere at the top of a snowy mountain or a cabin in the woods. Maybe it's not a place, but a pet. Or a person. Receive a sense of yourself connecting with this place, person, pet. Maybe it's a favorite blanket and you can feel its texture in your hands and it feels safe, secure. What is that feeling like in your body? As you connect with this inner resource, staying with or coming back to your inner resource and what it feels like to connect with this source of safety. We all go through experiences in life that shake our sense of safety, so this is a tool you can keep coming back to when you're feeling calm and when you're feeling stressed. Just imagining yourself connecting with your place, person, pet, the thing that makes you feel at peace or at ease. And you can stay with it for the rest of your practice or keep coming back to it. If you're wanting to continue along, bringing attention to the center of the chest, here we connect with our hearts, but not the physical hearts, the emotional or energetic heart at the center of the chest. And it's as if you were to ask your heart, what is it that you want, heart? What is it that you long for? What wish, what prayer, what longing, desire resides, moves through your heart for something in your life? And this is more than this practice, this today. If your life look differently, could be better somehow in the next 6 to 18 months, what would you like? What would you like? And take the next few moments to see it happen. To imagine yourself waking up tomorrow morning and your life is the way you want it. What room do you wake up in? What clothes do you wear? Who are the people that you talk to? What do you do during the day? What do you do in the evenings? What is it that makes your heart sing? Planting that seed of your heartfelt desire within the heart, allowing this practice, this attention to yourself, this time of self-care to tend and water the seed. Noticing sounds again, and perhaps the little ways in which the body is responding to sounds. Next, we will move through a sequence of paying attention to different parts of the body. I invite you to tag along with your attention, giving a moment's attention to each part, and then moving along, skipping along from one part to the other, beginning with the palm of the left hand. The palm of the left hand. Left hand thumb. Second finger. Third. Fourth, fifth, the whole left hand, left arm, left shoulder, the right shoulder, right arm, right hand thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth, the whole right hand, right arm, right shoulder, the whole left arm, hand, arm, shoulder, both arms together. Both arms, both hands together. Sensing arms and neck. Neck and throat. Opening up into the space of the mouth. Sensing upper teeth, lower teeth, upper lip, lower lip, tongue. Back of the mouth. Throat again. Sensing the top of the torso, the chest and upper back. The middle of the torso, rib cage, middle back. And the bottom of the torso, abdomen, lower back, sensing, aware of sensations, some good feeling, some bad feeling, everything in between, tingling, throbbing, warm and cold. Aware, alive, sensing the pelvis, left side and right side, sensing the space inside the pelvis, the left thigh. And the right thigh, sensing both knees, both shins, both calves, heels, ankles, soles of the feet, sensing big toes. And the rest of the toes. And if attention is hovering around on the surface of the skin, allow it to drop inwards into the inner space of the foot, both feet, inner space of the feet. Sensing yourself in the inner space of the body, inside your feet. Inside your heels, inside your legs, a sense of yourself inside the thighs and pelvis, inhabiting the torso, chest, arms and hands. Sense of self in the throat, back behind the face, inside the head, the space that you occupy, internal space of the body, space that you fill up with your presence, not by doing, not by forcing, but by being. Bringing attention now to your breath. aware that breathing is happening. The breath comes in, breath goes out. And the body responds, the body interacts with the breath. Feel on the next breath in how the body shifts to receive this breath in. The rib cage expands, a space opens up, breath moves in. And then on the exhalation, the rib cage squeezes in, it contracts, and the breath is squeezed out of our bodies. Notice what this is like in your body. Feel this breath in your lungs, in your chest, in your rib cage, in your nostrils, in your belly. Notice what sensation calls you in the body. Is there an ache or a pain or a twitching, pinching? Something that's calling your attention. Is there something in the body, some sensation that's calling your attention? Can you give it your attention? And by give it your attention, I mean, can you, for right now, allow it to be here? Allow the sensation to be here. Give it permission to visit with you, to take up space, to do what it does. And you just watch, you stay nearby. Maybe asking this sensation, is there something that you need? Likewise, notice, is there any emotion visiting with you right now? Maybe something from earlier in the day, or something that just showed up? Notice what it feels like when this emotion comes by for a visit. Where in your body do you feel it? Maybe asking it to, what do you need? Very gently. What do you need? And connecting again with your inner resource, a place, person, pet that connects you, that brings about feelings of safety, security, tranquility. And experiencing yourself as if you were walking towards a cave. Walking down a trail towards a cave in a very safe place. And you enter the cave and it's dark, but you know that it's safe and it's okay to enter. And you follow an unwinding path. It's a winding path that unwinds deeper and deeper into the cave. And you begin to walk down towards the heart of the cave. Walking down, down, down. And as you do, your hands trace the walls of the cave. You feel slightly moist. You're enjoying the texture on your hands. You're enjoying the air, the feel of this cave around you. And then you find yourself at the heart of the cave, and the path that you followed opens up into a wide open space inside the cave. Maybe there's water there. Look, is there? Maybe crystals or gems. Maybe a big boulder or a rock. Maybe you take your shoes off and feel the sand or ground, soft ground underneath your feet. And you find a place to sit down at the heart of this cave. You sit down and you ask for a power animal, a spirit animal, that wishes to volunteer in support of you now, wherever you are in your life. You sit down and you ask silently for a power animal to volunteer itself to show up in support of you now. Take your time and see what shows up. When and if something shows up, ask it to show you or tell you, what wisdom do you have for me now? Maybe it wants to show you. Ask it, guide me, show me, and let it take you on a bit of a journey. See what landscape it takes you through. Let the scene unfold. See what it wishes to show you. And arriving back at the cave, gathering in the insights from your journey, checking in again with your power animal guide. What do you notice about it? What strikes you the most? Ask it if it has any last words or last pointers for your guidance. And you give thanks to it, maybe take a bow if that feels right. And you begin to climb out of the cave following the same path you took to enter. Now the path winds up and you're moving up, up, up through this path, up towards the opening to the cave, moving from darkness back into light, finding your way back again through that same path that you took towards the cave. Finding your way back here, aware again of your body lying down, of your feet and your legs, the upper part of your body and arms, the head. And the feeling of the ground below you, and the space all around you. Simply resting here. Into this moment, feeling your presence with all of life, your presence already knows how to be with every sensation, and every emotion, every thought, every breath. No matter how big, how small, how difficult or how easy, your being already knows. Notice what being, your being, feels like now. Maybe at peace. Maybe a sense of okayness, subtle okayness. Maybe rested, restful, calm, maybe a feeling of joy, like a little smile traveling through all the inner spaces of the body, lighting them up with the glow of joy, of being, of peace and calm. Coming back with that smile into the heart space. Noticing again your heartfelt desire, that thing that you want more than anything else in life. Gathering your insights now, any messages from your practice, from your journey, from your power animal. Making our way towards the end of our Yoga Nidra meditation practice. This concludes our meditation, giving us a few good minutes to jot down or simply sit with and reflect on any insights, words or images or feelings of wisdom that came through in your journey.